From the Department of Youth Encouragement, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. There's a young man who attends university in Rhode Island named Dan. Now, to say that Dan likes all things airline is a gross misunderstatement. Dan is 18 years old, maintains a blog called thingsinthesky.com, and trust me, will work for an airline one day. Actually, perhaps I should say, will run an airline one day. I recently interviewed Dan, and this is how it went.
Well, you know, this word has different connotations and meanings to different people. Some embrace it and some eschew it. But would you consider yourself an airline geek?
Absolutely, positively, yes. And I'm very proud to say so.
Well, how did you develop your interest in airlines?
Well, you know, obviously I have a lot of airplane geek friends, and like most of them, this all started in childhood. And, you know, obviously when I flew my first flight when I was four, that was very exciting. But this really started when I was around 8 years old, and my father brought home an in-flight magazine. I was just completely fascinated by it. And he figured, well, you know, the kid likes it, and, you know, it's free to grab, so I might as well bring more. And, you know, I love looking at this. And then eventually, you know, I was eight, and I like pretending, and, you know, I started planning out my own airline, you know, Dan Airways, and I drew little route maps into the in-flight magazine, and eventually I had a little airport made out of Legos, and it just grew from there.
Now, Dan, you mentioned that you have some friends that share your passion.
Right.
And, of course, your parents, I guess, didn't discourage it. But
right.
Did you have any teachers that helped you out along the way?
Well, you know, it's funny. In my high school, it's like every few years there's one airplane geek. So some of my teachers at my high school had met my kind before. And while I didn't always, you know, understand my obsession, they were always happy. You know, I did a few research papers. Actually, I did one on Southwest back in high school, and my teachers were, you know, they definitely encouraged it.
Now, I guess when you say that you're out of high school now, you're in college.
Right. Yes.
And
I'm a freshman at Bryant University in Smithfield, Rhode Island.
And what are you studying?
Well, I know I'm going to come out with a degree in business administration. I keep flip-flopping when it comes to a concentration, but right now I'm probably going to major in finance, and I probably will minor in statistics or actuarial math, but that might change five more times before I decide.
Well, you know, something I've experienced over my years working at Southwest, when I tell people I work here, they immediately assume that I'm a pilot. But you're
right.
Not studying to be a pilot. What is
right.
your desired path, career
well,
path?
Right, and I noticed that as well. Everyone assumes, you know, well, if you like the airlines, you're going to be a pilot, and you know, that's definitely the case. And you know, I hope eventually at some point in life I'll get my private pilot's license. But I've always been really fascinated by the business aspect of the airline industry, and you know, planning out an airline, how it operates, finding new markets, finding aircraft to buy. I mean, it's really exciting.
Now, understand, you have actually tracked all of the flights that you've been taking all of your life.
Yes, well, there's actually a great website called flightmemory.com, which is free, where basically you can pop in all your flights. You can put in exact, so I can remember, you know, 50 years from now what seat I sat in, you know, on my flight, on flights. So, you know, you can track every single flight you've taken. It's not that many, but, you know, I hope to build it up. And what's funny is, you know, I've met so many other airplane geeks around there that have done the exact same thing. But, you know, according to this, I've only flown about 60,000 miles. But, you know, it'll be a milestone. One day I hope to, you know, reach that million-mile mark.
Well, a lady I work with has tracked all of her flights. I don't know how many miles it is, but I know she's been to the moon and back.
Yeah.
Well, not literally. She's been the distance of the moon and back. Have you ever, I don't know, corresponded with airline executives or Herb, you know?
Well, actually, there are a few stories there. The first time, actually, we talked about teachers a few minutes ago. My teachers in high school, you know, really encouraged me. But back in fifth grade, we had to write a little, you know, writing assignment, you know, who would you like to have breakfast with? And at that point in time, my family were very loyal to U.S. Airways, and, you know, we've since become loyal to Southwest, don't worry. But in that journal, I wrote that I would like to meet Stephen Wolf, who was then the CEO of the carrier, and my teacher actually made fun of me in a way. And, you know, my parents felt really horrible when they heard this, so they actually wrote him, and he wrote a letter to me, you know, saying, you know, good luck with Stan Airways, and, you know, I hope you follow this dream, and, you know, and he gave me, you know, a little, you know, U.S. Airways notepad and a couple pencils, which, you know, still, one of them still has never been used because I feel afraid to sharpen it. When I was young, I read, you know, Gordon Bethune's book on, about Continental, and I wrote him, and he wrote me back. And then actually, in my junior year of high school, I had to write a research paper for my English class. And I remember, because I collect in-flight magazines, I remember Herb Kelleher in the 35th anniversary issue of Spirit for Southwest's 35th birthday, he mentioned something about my home airport, Providence. And so I'm like, oh, I should write a research paper on this. So I wrote Herb a letter. And while he didn't reply personally, you know, somehow it got around. I got a nice letter from someone in the executive offices that said, oh, well, we'd love to help you writing your paper. And, you know, here's all the Department of Transportation data that that we used for that article, and we hope this helps, and, you know, which blew my mind. And then actually what was hilarious, last year, a couple months when I just started blogging, to come full circle, my dad actually found Gordon Bethune's speaking bureau and got him to email me to encourage me, which was pretty cool. But hopefully one day it would be a dream to meet either, you know, Gary Kelly or Herb or Colleen or anyone like that.
Now you blog about airlines. Yes. You're involved with Flyer Talk, is that right?
Yes, I've discovered Flyer Talks. Well, I've been on it for a while, but I've only been active the past few months. And I blog for boardingarea.com, which is it's not part of Flyer Talk, but it is part of Randy Peterson's empire as well.
So how did you get started in blogging?
Well, I actually started in high school just for the heck of it, and it lasted about a week, and then I stopped. but then, you know, I started to notice there are other great blogs out there, like crankyflyer.com. I'm sure you're aware of them. Brett's a great guy. And I realized, you know, well, maybe I should start one myself. I mean, I have this completely random, esoteric knowledge of the airline industry. So maybe I should try to share it. And so I started that right before I graduated from high school, and it's turned out really well. I mean, I've met so many people in the process, which is fantastic, and I've also learned a lot because, you know, I just love it when I put up a blog post and then, you know, someone comments and says, well, you're completely wrong, and tells me why. And, you know, in the past year, I have learned so much about the airline industry. It's absolutely incredible. And, I mean, it's worked out really well, and I'm hoping that maybe that could help me in the future just because, you know, I've met so many people in the process. But also, I almost see my blog not just as a blog, but almost as a resume that changes daily.
Certainly a learning experience. You're learning a lot.
Right, and I'm hoping that, you know, maybe in 3 years when I graduate, God willing, then, you know, I can show this to someone and say, you know, see, you know, I have an idea what's going on, and hopefully it will benefit me.
Do you ever add comments on the blog Southwest?
I have added a couple. I need to add more, but I read it a few times a week, and I have to give you guys credit for that. I mean, Southwest has a fantastic blog, and overall, I mean, you guys have embraced new media more than any other airline, really, and it's great just for people like me. Southwest has really been kind to me, and I think that's really smart for any company to embrace, you know, bloggers like myself. And companies like Southwest answer all our questions, then the most accurate information about Southwest gets out, and I think it can only help the company.
I agree.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys have done a great job with the blog, and you guys, Christy does a fantastic job on the Twitter account.
Wow.
And plus, I mean, things like this podcast, things like the blog, I think it makes things a lot more transparent so people can understand, you know, how an airline operates, and I think that's really interesting. But also, I think it's a really great PR move. Like a couple weeks ago, you had that great deal for Operation Kicktail to show, you know, all those bonuses you gave to employees. So I think...
Yeah, the video you're talking about, Hank.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's just a great way for an airline to improve its image and get the word out about it.
You're in Rhode Island, so what's the nearest airport for... Well, I guess there's only the one. Providence.
Yeah, Well, our choices are basically Providence or Logan, and you know the way I fell in love with Southwest is because you guys have done so much for our airport down in Providence, and that's why my dad uses Southwest often for business travel, because you consistently have, you know, great fares, but also the best schedule out of our airport.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have deck parties every weekend, every Friday. So when will you be old enough to have a beer at one of our deck parties?
Which sounds really cool. I'll be 19 come July, so still a couple years back, unfortunately.
You mentioned going through high school, there's usually only one or two in every grade, so you really didn't see that many. But then with the Internet, that opens it up to a whole world. You've probably met a lot more people through the Internet who share your love of airlines.
In this development of my airplane geekiness, for lack of a better term,
yeah.
I got really into Microsoft Flight Simulator. So, and there are lots of forums dedicated to that. So I've met all these people from literally around the world. And then eventually I started blogging, and I've just met all these people, whether it be people like you, all the other people who I know at Southwest, just other airline enthusiasts and geeks out there. And what's incredible is I've met all these people who have, like, the exact same story as I do. I mean, I had a guest post on Cranky Flyer a few days ago, and, you know, one person commented and said, well, you know, when I was a kid, I had a fantasy airline based off my name, too.
Really?
That's
not too uncommon, then.
It's what's so incredible is I feel that the airline industry is just so full of people who have just always been interested in airlines and aircraft. And I think it's just incredible. I think it's this industry is just so full of so many people who just love what they do. A couple years ago, I had to fly in Southwest down to a trip to Maryland, and then a couple weeks after, I had to fly a legacy carrier because I was flying to Canada. Luckily, the code share with WestJet fixes that problem. But, you know, when I was comparing the two, I'm just like, the people at Southwest are happy. They seem to like their jobs. This is incredible. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there are people who are definitely passionate and all over the place, but also it definitely depends on each company. And I think that's a big credit to Southwest for having a great management style and having the best employees in the business.
Thank you.
both the in-flight and the PR staff.
Well, you mentioned you only fly once or twice a year. I can't help but think that that's going to be changing in your future.
Well, I hope so. I mean, luckily this year I have a few trips planned, and you know that is one of the biggest perks to work for an airline to get the free travel.
Well, it is standby travel. People have to remember that it's not always free. You can't always fly when on the days and time of day that you want to fly, but it is space available.
You know, I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, that's what's great when you're single and all. It works out really well.
It's just incredible. I mean, like, I've had some people who work for airlines who are like, I'm like, how was your weekend? Oh, I went to Tel Aviv on Saturday.
Oh.
How was your weekend?
Yeah. Well, you won't hear me saying that one, but occasionally I will say I'm going to San Antonio for lunch or something. Well, Dan, gosh, thank you for talking with me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Good luck with your studies. I certainly hope you'll consider Southwest when you go to sending out resumes.
Oh, absolutely at the top of my list.
Good to hear. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to Red Belly Radio.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. Dan has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.